We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of the Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Eboilu Samadim de Araisa or de Rabbanon. This din that you can return a Aveda with Samadim, is that mid de Araisa, min HaTayra, or it's only de Rabbanon? Now, what would be the tzad that Samadim is not good enough mid de Araisa? So it's two pshatim in the Achroinim. Either because you worry about a sheker, Lamaisa, you could guess well, or you could see the aved in someone else's hand and guess the simonim. You make believe not looking, you say, yeah, it's orange and has a scratch in the back. Meanwhile, you just saw it. So maybe that's why it's a chashas sheker. It's one side. Another side is that it's typical. A lot of times, simonim are very typical. It's very easy to guess because it's a very typical thing. It doesn't mean it's yours. Maybe someone else has the same thing with the same exact simonim. And therefore, since simonim are typical sometimes, so therefore, simonim don't work with the raisa. That would be a two pshatim why it wasn't working with the raisa. So that's more a shaila. Simonim work with the raisa or the rabbanon? My nafkamina, what's the difference? So either way, you're returning the aved with simonim and the rabbanon at least. And what's the reason they could do that? It's because then of hefker, bez, and hefker, the rabbanon could make a takana. So what's the difference between the raisa and the rabbanon? Who cares? My answer is nafkamina like this. La dure get isha v'simonim. Could I return a get isha v'simonim? Rashi learns the cases to give it back to a shliach who's carrying get and bringing it to isha to divorce her. And he loses it. He wants to give it back to him with simonim. See, Amos the Arise, some Adrina, give it back to him. The Amos the Rabbanon, Ki of Rabbanon the Kanta, when the Rabbanon make a Tekano with the power of Hefkabaz and Hefkabaz and Moina, do it by moment. Ava Beisuro, the of Rabbanon the Kanta. By Isuro, the Rabbanon did not make this Tekano, and therefore you'll not be able to return it to the Shliach. Now, the Achorinim, Abba, the wide Rashi gives example, Dafka of a Shliach, why couldn't it be fell from the husband or fell from the Isha? I in the Achorinim talk about that. But in any case, the shaila is, could you give back a get isha b'simonim? If it's the raisa, you could. If it's the rabbanon, you wouldn't be able to do that because they don't have the hefke bez and hefke over here. It's not the same as mammon, and they would not return it without that. Toshima, afa simlo hoisa b'chlal. Our Mishnah says, this is our Mishnah, that simlo is b'chlal chol aveyas achicha kolelu v'lo miyotza. So why was it excluded? Why was it specified? L'hakash olad make hakash. L'oim v'loch. Our Mishnah says, this is our Mishnah. L'oim v'loch. Just like similar is unique, it has simonim, and it has people seeking it out because it has owners and chayv lahachers. I've called over every aved also sheyesh lo simonim that has simonim v'yesh lo toivim and it has owners chayv lahachers. So it says clearly in our Mishnah that we learn from similar then of simonim. So you see simonim is the raisa. And for the Gemara, tana toivim is yichalei. Our tana is really learning about ikar toivim. From the word simla. Simonim kidi nasva. Simonim is there just as a tag along, but it's not ikr pshat in the pasuk, just a smachta, because be ikr, that's not, we're not learning, maybe simonim will not be the right, so it's not a right from our Mishnah.
What does it mean?
Toiv means as owners.
And what is tana
toivim? No, tana, ikr is learning out the word toivim, it's richalai. You're learning out toivim from simla. That's the deraisa. That is the deraisa. Simonim is not the deraisa, it's just a smachta. It's kedin asfa, just brought there as a side thing, but it's not the ikar limud from simla. Because if it be a limud for simla, it'll be the raisa. So it's not a limud for simla. Only toivim is a limud for simla. Toshma, not a raya. Chamor b'simoni uku. Now, so pasuk shalik rashi's mashma. Chamor b'simoni uku. Big raya from Rava. Rava said before that chamor b'simoni uku and edim uku. It works. You see, it works with simoni uku. Ema. My answer is be'edim uku. It means be'edei ukev. So Mars kasha was, you see from the word chamar is the right, so you're learning at simoni ukev. Mars says, no, tana, ba'ima be'edei ukev, which means if he rashi, because Rav really said both things. So really, the ikar limud of chamar is that edim on ukev you can be returned. The edim on the saddle, you could return the chamar. And simoni ukev is just because that's the din der rabbani, give back a simonim. That's not the limud for chamar. That's the way Rashi learns our Gemara.
Huh? And the edim no tears.
They can know what Tvias Zayin, even with Simonim. They know it's yours. The Tvias Zayin. They know what it looks like. They know this is yours. That's a,
is that
what? No, right. They're not giving Simonim. You have Edom saying they know it's yours. However they know, it makes a difference. They recognize it as being yours.
How do they know?
Right. Echrami. So whatever it is. But it's Tvias Zayin works with. But Tvias Zayin, it's not the same as giving it back with Simonim. So also, the Edom don't have the same Chashash Mesheka. Then why should they lie? If you pshat that would say that Simon don't give back, you might lie, you might see, there's no reason for him to lie. Then giving back and saying that, I notice this is his, he give it back to him. Tais learns that this Tashma, Chamar v'Simon Ukev, is a brisa. Because, like I spoke at before, when we learned Rava himself was Masupik when Tais was, if it's Simonim or Edim. So which we learn from Gemara. He wasn't sure if it's one of the rice or not. So therefore, Taisa learns, the top Taisa says, this is our brisa. It says, Chamar is on Ukev. And the Mara answers, no, Bigar is Eide Ukev. Or it means, Chamar is means with Eidim. That's what it means. So that wasn't a Rai either. Toshma, not a Rai. It says in the Pasuk, regarding Aveda, V'hoye Imchor, Aveda should be with you, Ad the Rai Shechir Oysai. Until your brother seeks it out. And the brisa asks, V'chisala Adayit Choshitanel Loikam Shirashenu, is there a Havamina that you give it back before he seeks out the Aveda? What do you have to tell it before? Elo darshayu amramai who in ramai. What it means, adrei shechicha means until you check out the person claiming it's his to make sure he's not a ramai. My love, isn't it b'simonim? How do you check out if he's lying or not? Probably with simonim. The word law, you know, it means be'edim. He has to have edim that it belongs to him. Now, what was the havamina that my love is simonim? What was the havamina over here? That we always assume right away simanim. So some of the Achareinim say the reason is because the word oisai stands for ois. Ois means a simon. Ad reish chicha oisai, and that's why he thought it meant simon. Was no, it means aedim. It means aedim. So the more about it. Tashema. Eim aedim ela parts of aponim imachaitim. Now I'm talking about aedis isha. If a husband goes away to Medinas Yam, and we're not sure if he died or not, and aedim come and say, yeah, he was dead. You only accept the Edim if they're made on his face in Machaitim. Not the maid, I saw his face with his nose. Afa pis yesh simonim begufoy uve kalim. You know you have simon on his body or on his kalim, it's not sufficient in order to marry the wife off. She's still aguna until you have Edim on the parts of Panam Machaitim. Gufoy and kalim is not enough. Shemam, you know, it's even here. Simonim lav deraisa. Simonim's not deraisa, because why can't you work with simonim? Mora says, no. Really, simonim can be the raisa. You know, I hear gufa kev don't work. Amri gufoi the aruch v'gutz. Because the simon the gufi said he was tall or short. And that's why it's not a good enough simon. Because it's a shvacha simon, that's why. The kelev also, the reason why it's not a good simon on his clothing, the chashin was shayla. Maybe he was in a hotel with someone and the guy lost his suit. So he lent him his suit. Don't bring a raisa from his suit. Maybe he lent it. Someone else borrowed it and that guy died. So that's why Betzem Simonim can be the Raisa. Why isn't it sufficient to marry her off? Because the case of Gufay was, it was a Shvach, a Simon, tall or short. And by Kalim, Mechoshes, by borrowing. Very thing, Mara.
Why didn't you say earlier that Isurba wouldn't talk on the Mama?
Hmm?
Why? You said earlier that the Simon would only be by Mama, not by Isur. Marrying off would be by Isurba.
That's what bring a Raya. What did we say before about that? We said before about that if you hold Simonim the Raisa, then you could have a Surim, right? That's the Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina of Simonim the Raisa the Rabbanon? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is the Gavi Isser. That's the Nafkamina. The Gemara is bringing a riot to this. That's exactly what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is saying, you see over here that Simonim don't work. You see Simonim don't work by Isser, so it's a Raisa, Simonim is the Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, really Simonim is the Raisa. And Simonim really work by Isser, because the Raisa. Why doesn't it work over here? Because it's not a good Simon. Either because Aruch Magotz, or because Chashin L'Shayla. Zog to Gemara, exactly what you're saying. Because if it works by Issa, that's the reason it's Teraisa. Zog to Gemara, I Chashin L'Shayla, Chamar B'Simani Ukev, Heichem Adrino. Break to Gemara like this, if you're worried about Shayla, how do you return a Chamar B'Simani Ukev? Even with Rabbana, like, how does it ever work? Are you worried about borrowing? Amri, Ukev, Loi Shuli Inchi. A Ukev, a saddle is not lent out. Why? Because uchva leishu inchi uchvam uchva. A person is not lent out a uchva mashum the mesakiv leila chamra. It could scratch the chamor's skin. It'll be rough on the skin. If it's not a saddle that the chamor is used to, it could hurt him. Hurt the chamor, and therefore it's not something you lend out. Therefore, you're not worried about that. And by saying my other tarets that the case of kalim not because chashin l'shayla. The reason why Kalim is not a good enough simon, really simon the raisa. So why can't you marry her off with the simon on the Kalim? Talking about white or red Kalim. White or red Kalim, dear, it's also, you're saying it's white, it's red, that's not enough of a simon because it's very typical. Right to Gemara, now that we just said before, through the first tarot at least, that Chashin l'shayla, Eloh d'tanya, Motsu kosher v'kis. If a shliach loses a get, and he finds it tied in a wallet, a arniki, or with tabas, or in a bag, or with his ring, But Shemotzeh and Kalim found it in his Kalim. I feel those Ma'amaruba, even after a long time, it's kosher. You're not worried about Shnei Yosef and Shimon's. Why? Because he found that you have a simon. And it says clearly, I can give it back to you because it was found in the kiss and the arniki. If you hold that your choshes is v'shailah, kimotzu kosher v'kiss, am I kosher? Why is it kosher? Nechash v'shailah, maybe you lent out the kiss? So to Gemara. Basically, you can ask, what happened to Simonim, the Rice, the Rabbanon? Which Tosfos asked the Kash. And Tosfos says, here the case was, he recognized it with Tfiyah Zayin. So that's why it wasn't a Shiloh of Simonim, the Rice, and Simonim, the Rabbanon here. But the question is, if you're worried about Shiloh, so you're right, it's your kiss. But maybe you lent it out. Mar says, Amri, kiss v'arniki v'tabas, loy mishali inchi. People don't lend out these items. Wallets and rings, signet rings, people do not lend out. Why not? It's not a good simon. When you lend out your wallet, it's like a simon. I'm giving away my money. It's not a good simon. You don't want to lend out your signet ring because the guy could forge a bunch of checks in your name and therefore he would never lend out his signet ring. And therefore there's no chash shayla over there. So we're still clarifying about shayla of simonim de raisa or de rabbanim. Maybe it's a mechlekes tanoim. Like we learned in a Mishnah, Eimi Idim. You can't say in this in Yevamos, Eim Edim ala Shuma. There's no Edus on a Shuma, which means that the Edim come and say, yeah, I saw a person dead and he has a big wart. That does not count as a simon. But Allah Zabana Avayam, Edim ala Shuma, you could say Edus with the wart. My lab, what's the machlekes? Mahakamifkli. Tanakam is Sava Simonim Midrabana. Tanakam holds Simonim is Midrabana. But Allah Zabana Avayam is Sava Simonim Midraisa. And Lez Mavoy holds that Simonim are Midaraisa. That's the Machlekes Rabbanon and Lez Mavoy. If Simonim Midaraisa or not. And that's the Machlekes by Shuma. Omar Rav, no. You can say, the Kulei Amma Simonim Midaraisa. Everyone agrees Simonim Midaraisa. V'ocho, v'shuma, 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 v'shuma. Here the Machlekes is it possible for someone who was born the same time as you to have the same exact Shuma? Marsova Shuma, v'shuma, v'shuma, that Shuma, it's possible for someone else to have the same Shuma. V'masova Shuma, v'shuma, v'shuma, v'shuma. It's not Matsuya. It's not possible to have two guys have the same exact shuma. Then no one has the same shuma, same wort. You know, like this is, there's a change after Misa. And here, even if it was black when he was alive, maybe it's white when he dies, and therefore it's not a good simon because it usually changes after Misa. Masava, come if Masava Simon Masuyun Lashtana Sakamisa. Simonim change after Misa. Masava Simon Masuyun Lashtana Sakamisa. Simonim don't change Lachamisa. And Boyd say, the Kuli Amashuma ain't a Sulashtana Sakamisa. It's a good simon because it doesn't change after Misa. But Simonim is the Rabbana. That's Simon the Rabbana. What's the Machlekes here? Pahacha, but Shuma Simon Muviku Kamifiki. Masava Shuma Simon Muviku. Masava Shuma Lav Simon Muviku. Which Gemara is telling us now a new thing. Even if you hold Simonim the Rabbana, a simon muvik works. Simon muvik means if it's a crazy exact simon, then everyone agrees that that's a good enough simon. So shaila is when it comes to midaraisa. Even though simon lav daraisa, when it's simon muvik, it works. Why? Like the two reasons why I said it doesn't work here, either because it's easy to guess and you're mashaker, or because it's a typical simon. By simon muvik, it makes no sense. The guy says he has an 8-inch wart behind his ear, so that might be a simon muvik because it's not a very common thing. Therefore, that's the machlekes. Is a shuma called simon muvik or not? That's the machlekes between Tanakam and Lezavoy. Avada simonim is the rabbanon. Machlekes if simon muvik or not. So again, we didn't come to maskono even machlekes tanoim if simonim is the rice of the rabbanon. Amar Rava, we're still middle. Amar Rava, intim simonim simonim lav the rice. If you hold simonim lav the rice, so rabbanon made a takhano that you give back a aveda with simonim. So heichim adrinon avedas of a simonim. Why Taka, the Rabbanim have a power, half a greater than half a 100%. But why would they do that? If Simonim is Midrash not enough, so why are the Rabbanim trusting a person with Simonim? What's Taka Pshat?
What's the issue?
The issue is that maybe the guy's guessing, or it's a Geneva. Why are we doing that?
Why
giving it back to the guy with Simonim? We have it. The guy lost a Rolex watch, okay? Reuven comes and says, yeah, it's my watch. I give you a Raya. It has 20 links. 20 links. Yeah, give it right back. How do you do such a thing? I know Hefka better than Hefka. Why would Rabbanon do such a thing?
What's the issue? That Shimon has to give it back to him?
Both ways. Everything. Exactly. Both. Both are a tiny. Okay, first giving back the wrong person, and why should I give it back? Yes. Both are true. So why are we doing it back? So we know that Rabbanan have a power to do it, but why would they do that? Samara says, first on the finder side, like you're asking, on the finder side, Samara says, Nichle lemoitze aveda, then ahead of Samadim. The guy who found that is ready to give it back. When he loses something, he also wants his thing back. So he agrees to that. So Amli Rav Safla Rava, okay, Gavaldik, okay, he's willing to give it back. But he's giving back to the wrong person. So good for himself, he's willing to do that. But how do you give back to Reuven if it belongs to Shimon? You take away Shimon's watch to give it back to Reuven, so you when you get something returned to yourself, how do you do that? L'chari is a problem out giving back to the wrong person. Ella, Nihale Labala Veda, Lamev Simonim Limishkli, the Bala Veda also agrees to this, that Simonim should work to get it. May the Yada the Edom last night. The guy who loses it knows. A lot of times you don't have Edom when you lose something. And he says, not everyone knows my Simonim Mavakim, which does not mean Simonim Mavakim, like Tysus points out. It just means my good Simonim. But now you've been a Simonim Mavakim the day. He says like this, what's a bigger chance that someone else will know my Simonim or know Edom? Edom is very shvach, you have Edom. There's a bigger chance that I'll be the only one who knows my Simonim than someone else, and it's worth it. Look at Taisus, Vanoya Vino, Simonim Vakim Day. Lav Vakim Mamish Kama, Lav Vakim is Simonim Chaveroi. Because the halacha is, let's say, you come to the guy and two people give a Simon. It goes to the guy who has the better Simon. It goes to the guy who has a better Simon, like Mars will say later on. So he says, well, it's a bigger chance I'm going to know my Simonim better. I'm not worried so much about a better guy. That's the Gemara comes out. Freyti Gemara. So we're saying the whole reason why you give it back is because the guy who loses it is nichale that you give him back b'simonim because he wants to be able to find his things and therefore he's nicha that you give it back to someone b'simonim. So Gemara's kasha is that's not always true. Ela hadatnan Rav Shimon Miloimer echad haloive mishloisha. If there's one borrower from three different banks and you find the three shtaros. Yachzel loyva, give it back to the loyva because why would the three banks lose a star in the same place? It must be belonging to the borrower, these three stars. And the opposite, if shloisha shlova menachod, there's three stars, three people borrow from one bank. Yachzel malva, give it back to the bank because there, it probably came from the malva. So I'm already giving the reason out. We know from the Gemara before, but the Gemara right now is assuming that you're giving it back with simonim. Freit the Gemara. You think nichale le loyva la dur le malva? You think the loyva agrees to give it back to the malva? He's going to lose out. In this case, he never agrees to give back the malva with simonim. He's going to lose all his money. Amaleno hasb svaru. The only reason why you give back the stars, like the svaru we just said, echad loyva mishloish yachz loyva wadigav loyva shchichi, because it's loyva has all three stars. It makes sense. He's the one who has three stars. Gav malva le shchichi. The malva doesn't have all three stars because it's three different banks. So Shmami no, Maloiva Nafal. And the same thing, the opposite case. Shloish Shlovim Echad Yachz LaMalva. The guy Malva Shichi, because by Malva probably has all three stars, because he's the one Malva. Gav Loiva Loish Shichi. So Mar says about another kasha. Elohad the Tana on top of Chav Chesam Aleph. Elohad the Tana. Much Tachas Shal Stories. You find a bundle of stories like Gudah Shal Stories. Look at the Gemara at the end of the first pack, explaining what's the difference between Tachas and Gudah. A bundle of stories that's a simon. The Loch is a reason Yachz. We give it back with a simon of saying how many it is. Three. Ayin Shom, so Hachinami, the Nichle Loiva la Durle Mava, is the Loiva so happy here that he give it back to the Mava? He's not happy with that. He doesn't want to have a loss. And even though, like the Taptoy speaks out, from Taimar, in Nichle, the Chiyav Alach, when he's the Loiva, he'll be happy to give it back. When he's the Mava, he'll be happy to get it back. He says, I don't want to lose. No one's agreeing to lose for any reason, like in a future reason. He doesn't want to lose. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha is this svara that the owner is willing to give this thing back with simonim even to someone else because it's worth it for him. It's not worth it by shtaros. He doesn't want to pay a chayiv twice. And therefore, it's one thing for that losing item. There's another thing about paying a chayiv twice. He's not going to be masking to that thing. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is that cannot be the reason for the takana. So Elam or Rava, because Rava had a problem, why would they make such takana? Therefore, so Rava says, Simonim is their araisa, tichsiv, vayimcha, adoresh, richa, yisoy. Like the Pasuk says, you hold on to it until your brother sticks you out. Chisala, adat, chashidina, koim, shirishenu. What do you think, giving it back before the brother sticks you out? Elo, darsheyu. You check out your brother, imramahi, imene ramai, And it is with what? With b'simanim, la b'simanim, shema mina. It comes out that avada, simanim is the raisa. So it sounds like from right here. Gemara is coming out simanim, the raisa, from the pasuk pshat and the pasuk v'imcha adrei shechicha. And the reason why he got there was, because you know we said before that you could say no, it means with edim, doesn't mean with simanim, but he had a problem, why would he make a tekan d'rabbanan? Therefore he says it must be, this pasuk means kipshuta, the kra, it means simanim is the raisa, and that's what Rav is coming out right now, that simanim work with the raisa.